Hey, what's up? It's Joel here from NerdJunkies.com. And hey, I'm using Audioboo again, so obviously that's a good thing because you don't really get to say a lot on 140 characters on Twitter. And also, you know, you might not want to say certain stuff that other people aren't really interested about on your Facebook unless they click on it. So figured, hey, this is probably an easier way for me to either express myself or put it into a tone that others would be able to understand, because sometimes it doesn't translate, to be honest with you. So, hey, Audioboo, awesome, you know? Post it to my Twitter, my Facebook. I got to give them props. So the topic for today will be dating and divorce. Yes, both topics are on the very opposite end of the spectrum. But if you look at it this way, it's like, one you have to do, obviously, once in your lifetime. And the other, yeah, I don't know. With the rate things are going, it's like a lot of people are still getting, like, the rate is getting bigger for divorce, especially in financial times. Hard financial times, I guess you would say. It's just bad all around. So I don't know. So I'm sitting at the bar, right, and drinking my beers, my Bud Lights, and I'm just looking at everyone at the bar with me, and it's like they obviously have, you know, a connection, like let's say guy and girl, right? And so they're right in front of me. They're having their little connection. It's like, all right, so I look at the next one. It's like, okay, guy's like trying to get at this girl. And obviously the girl is just doing those facial expressions that they always do about not wanting to talk to a guy, either giving him the cold shoulder at the bar stool or something like that. And it's just like, okay, I have recently got divorced and I don't understand. Maybe it's because, you know, I got with my ex-wife when I was 15 and I don't understand getting denied and just continuing to go to the next one. I just don't understand it. It's like, okay, dude's at the bar asking this girl, you know, hey, trying to get the time of day from her. And completely, obviously, getting the denial thing. And so he gives up and goes somewhere else. 5 minutes later, he's trying the exact same thing on someone else. And it's like, okay, I don't know if it's just me, and I'm pretty sure you've heard it before as well, is the fact of continuing to do the exact same thing and expecting a different result. What was it like? The definition of insanity. So I guess I just wouldn't want to have that feeling 9 times out of 10 of just getting denied by a different girl every time I try it, until the one that bites is like, well, she actually took your approach. Now what? You know, like, okay, now you're having a good time. You know, obviously it depends on the guy's intentions, on what's going on here. But if you look at it in a dating point of view, it's like not exactly the best luck of the draw, which I have to admit, it might be also a deciding factor on whether or not you'll get divorced after you get married, if that is your intention, of course. I'm just assuming. I'm sure there's guys out there with very pure intentions, few and far between, but I just don't get it. So let me know what you guys think, ladies as well. I mean, it's open. Let me know what you think, and post it on either Facebook or reply on Twitter, because it's going to be posted on both. And basically, you know, that's it. What do you think about it? And should guys continue to try the exact same thing on different ladies every night? That to me is just humiliating. But hey, that's me, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.